Well, first of all, it's a great honor to be here. This is a long-term goal for our team. When we think about at the beginning of the year, when you talk to your team and guys set goals for yourself, set individual goals, team goals, tonight we make things come to reality. I thought in that first half, I thought our guys came out and we were probably just a little nervous. The shots didn't go down, but the effort was there. I thought Bossy came out. I give a lot of credit to those guys. They came out with a great game plan. They executed very well in transition in that first half. They turned the ball. They made us turn the ball over. They scored 15 points off our turnovers. Things didn't look good for us when we went in at halftime. But this is a team that understand that 10 points is something that we can get back quick if we concentrate on the things that made us successful, and that's our defense. And I really believe the second half we went back out there and we took care of the basketball. We executed on both ends. Defensively, we played great defense without fouling. I thought that's what made us have an opportunity to win that ball game.
Coach, you scored 31 points in that third quarter. That's a lot of offense. What was the difference between the first half and what adjustments did you make at halftime to light up your offense like that?
Well, this is a team that scored 31 points before in the quarter before, so we really wasn't, this is a bigger stage. But at the same time, I felt like the shots that we're getting good shots within the offense. But in the second half, the level of intensity, Bossy set the intensity level high, and our guys realized that we could do better. So when we went back in the locker room in the second half, it was more of the adjustments. And it was more of, hey, we got 16 minutes left to play in this game. Don't turn our heads down and let's stay focused. Everything I wanted the guys to say to each other was supposed to be a positive comment. And we didn't have time to be frustrated, and we talked about keeping our composure. And this team does a great job as far as coming out of a timeout, coming out of a locker room, and making those adjustments. That shows a sign of maturity. And this is a team that learned from their mistakes as far as the year went on, and we improved and made ourselves a solid ball club.
Coach, what's it like to win number 8?
It's an outstanding feeling. It's an outstanding feeling. You know, people say you're winners if you walk away, you know, just by being here. At the same time, I'd rather be on this side of the fence. But you got to give credit to those guys, the other team. They show a lot of class. I thought both teams out there gave 100%. And this is a great feeling. And we talked about this at the beginning of the ball game. We put ourselves in a position where, you know, these guys, we don't want to talk about them being married now, but when they get older, I mean, when we left the Marion High School, we had younger kids that were out there cheering for us. Those younger kids look up to these guys, and every time they walk in Marion High School, they set the place. They made themselves in a position where they got a banner. So anytime they come through Marion High School, this is a special team that's always going to be special for them for the rest of their lives.
Coach, can you say a few words about how your seniors have grown during this season? It seems like they've stepped up with the take charge and become better teammates.
Yeah, definitely. I just talked to the other players in the locker room, and I credit the seniors for setting an example. These guys not only set the example on the basketball court, they set the example in the hallway by, you know, being good role models for their peers. Great attitudes in the classroom, good focus. And I was trying to tell all the younger guys that they set the perfect example, you know, how to be a student athlete. And I can't be more proud because I watched these guys come from sophomores to where they are now. And every single day, I can just pat them on the back and say, job well done.
Coach, can you describe just how important Reggie is to this team, and then describe how important VJ is to this team?
Early in the ball game, Reggie was getting some great shots. He was attacking the rim. He's a mismatch problem, definitely for tonight, because the guys were small, and then Reggie has outstanding ball handling skills as far as being able to get to the rim. A lot of those shots he got in early foul trouble. The thing that how important he was, he had 4 fouls, and I still played him. So he means a lot to our team as far as his presence on both ends of the court. And in the second half, in that third quarter, he showed how valuable he was. VJ's been a guy that does whatever it takes, you know, for he has a heart in everybody because I'm his dad. And, I set the bar high, and he hears it around the players, and he also hears it at home. So I couldn't be more prouder than his consistent. I mean, VJ really works hard. I'm biased because I'm his dad, but individually, BJ really put the time in to try to better himself on the court and off the court.
One of the players who had a big game for you tonight coming off the bench was Jaswan. And talk about his performance tonight. And Jaswan, maybe you can tell us something, how you felt about that too.
Jaswan, from the beginning of the year, I use him as an example. He accepted different roles when we started the year off. Things didn't start well for Jaswan as far as getting that playing time. The thing that the players and the people, his teammates, they understand who Jaswan is because he comes to practice and get that same effort every single day, even if you're not playing, and that says that you're a great teammate and to sacrifice because everybody wants to play on the weekend. But during the practice time, he gives me that same effort that you see when the lights come on, and he sets the example. And it's not thinking about starting; he's thinking about winning ball games, and that's what I'm proud of.
Coach, I know it's about these guys and this team, but for you personally, can you describe what it's like to be able to win a state championship as a head coach at your alma mater?
It's an outstanding feeling. It's a great feeling. Our community's rallied around this basketball team all year long. We put ourselves in a position where we're a successful team. If you look at our record indicates that we're a very successful team. But at the same time, if you fall short of this ball game right here, then a lot of the stuff don't matter during the regular season. And I'm glad these guys came out tonight and we made a place for ourselves in history.
Just
one
was going to talk about this game.
I just knew that tonight was going to be a big game, and I just had to put my role coming off the bench and play with my teammates.
Any other questions? DJ, can you just kind of talk about how it feels to kind of not win that, to win that number eight here for Marion?
It's a great feeling. This is our goal all season, so I'm just proud of my teammates, and I'm glad we got it done.
Coach, a little strategy question with being up 3 points with just a few seconds left. You guys committed a foul. Was that something you called for? Did you want them to do that?
Well, it's a three-point game, and they're in a one-on-one with less than 14 seconds left. They did a great job running off the screens and finding the guy to make the shot. So what we wanted to do, we wanted to allow ourselves another opportunity to come back down and make the free throws and have that same scenario. So the thing about it is they had to make a free throw to make a perfect workout for them, and they missed that first one, and it worked out in our favor. So we were willing to give both free throws and still have a one-point lead with 13 seconds left, and then you foul us again. And I have confidence that these guys down the stretch will make their free throws.
So that's a yes.
Yes, I won. And Timmy reacted the right way because he let 3 or 4 seconds run off the clock, and then he made a good ball, tried to make a good ball steal to try to go for the steal at the same time. But if I didn't get the steal, then I got your body, and that's exactly what we wanted to do.
So BJ, what's Easter dinner going to be like tomorrow? And you and your dad both have state championships as Marion Giants. And your big brother, though.
Man, it's going to be great, but he can say he has a Big Ten championship, and I can't say that yet. So.
Yeah. Reggie, can you talk a bit about your game tonight? You had a bit of a cold start shooting from the field, but you wound up with a lot of points. And tell us about playing with the 4 fouls for that long.
I give credit to my teammates for picking me up when I was down. They didn't let me out the game, and when I was on the bench, they just kept holding me up. That's it.
Timmy, how does it feel kind of be part of this team this year and everything you guys accomplished in the team this year?
It's been great, you know. Last year, I didn't play as much as I wanted to, but at the same time, I accepted my role, so coming in this year, I knew how good we could be, and I'm just happy to be such a big part of a state championship team at Marion.
Any last questions?
I wanted to thank the big fella next to me, because without that big play against Griffin, we can go down the line and we can talk about different scenarios. We can talk about plays during the game. But when you think about what Gage bring to our team, tonight was a different type of game because they had smaller players. But to have his presence on the floor with a 7'4 wingspan, he's always in the middle of contesting shots. He rebounds strong, and in the other game he played, he made the biggest play of his life. Without that play he made, I don't know if we'd be here right now.
Jordan, talk about rebounding. You had 8 tonight, team high, tied for the team high. So tell us about that.
I just knew my matchup. He was averaging a double double, so I try to just match that, just try to equalize that, and I just try to do the best for my team. Just try to do everything I can do.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you. Congratulations on a good season.
Congratulations, guys.